Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu OG just making a video about They Think You Owe Them. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, it's 2025, almost 2026, and you got motherfuckers think that you owe them reparations. Yes, that is so fucking stupid. For example, look at this. It says, former Virginia teacher shot by 6-year-old student awarded $10 million in lawsuit. Yes, this type of reparations is valid. But this white teacher got shot by a nigger student. And I'm guessing it's that little boy right there. That little nigglet. Oh, yes. Why the hell do you think this is fine to shoot somebody? Yeah. Where did this little kid learn to do that kind of shit? From the parents. Yes. Today, I was at Walmart doing my thing. And there was this fucking nigger bitch just running her mouth talking shit. And I guess there was a guy right there taking the two TVs for that fucking bitch, and they're supposed to park the car into the front, but she didn't do that. The bitch was just talking shit and calling the guy all kinds of shit, and made the guy take those two big ass TVs. They were like, I'm guessing probably like 70 something inch screen TVs. There were two of them. The guy by himself, he had them in his car pushing all the way up into the parking lot. That's some bullshit. That's some nigger shit. Yes, who the hell thinks that these people fucking have the authority to do that kind of shit? Yeah, niggers, why? It's because their IQ is what, 85 is the average for them? And that used to be what legally retarded is, but they changed it to 75 or something like that because they didn't want niggers' feelings to get hurt, but whatever, right?
Oh yeah, and talking about niggers getting butt hurt, I have a clip of a nigger that's getting pissed off because he's getting denied a Subway sandwich. Yeah, niggers getting mad because his EBT card fucking didn't let him get a sandwich. Yeah, that's the guy. Get him! Fucking niggers. Yeah, at least it wasn't fucking fried chicken or watermelon or some shit like that, then he really have a meltdown. Well, let's watch the clip.
This sandwich is gonna be mine, it's gonna know why.
Hey man, this sandwich belongs to this fucking nigger. Either he's eating this sandwich or he's gonna eat you. Yeah, what do you want? It's a dog eat dog world, so I don't know man. Either give him the sandwich or he's gonna beat the fuck out of you or something. Well, let's see what happens, right? Yeah, just like beating your wife, you tell her, where's my sandwich, bitch? Well, let's find out, right?
Listen, I'm a corporate.
Yeah, bit this nigger wish they had the $5 footlongs. Yeah, man, what the fuck? I haven't eaten Subway in a long ass time because that's too expensive for what it's worth. And I do like their sandwiches, but I'm not gonna be paying those fucking prices. You could show that sandwich up your ass, and this nigger saying like the government's not paying for a sandwich, which is us. He's not gonna buy it either. So let's see what this nigger does. I'm sure he's gonna be fun, right? Let's enjoy. So this motherfucker is gonna call corporate because the government cut off his EBT card. Yeah, it's not corporate's fucking job to feed you, motherfucker. If you can't pay, you starve, so eat a dick. Just saying.
Go for it!
Hey, give me
DVD.
Wait, you know what?
Go for it.
All Subways do normally, okay? I didn't know that. Okay? I talked to her and I told her that I had an EBT card on me. I was doing it.
She did pay for it.
What the fuck? This fucking nigger, he got cut off from his EBT card, so now he's trying to finesse a free sandwich from this dude. He's like, what the hell? You think because you start being loud and angry and belligerent that you're gonna get a free sandwich because you start yelling? Yeah, these fucking niggers try to do fucking magic spells just like women. If you start saying all these words, things are supposed to happen. How about if you tell this nigger go fuck off? I don't know, that's an idea, but let's see what these people do. What the fuck? You have no money. You know your EBT card doesn't work. What, you think because you start yelling and being loud that you deserve a sandwich? Yeah, you don't deserve shit. Fuck you, guy. But let's see what happens. I'm sure nothing good, but at least we get some laughs out of it, right? Well, let's find out.
Get your money up.
Oh, look at this fucking nigger. He's threatening this guy saying he's gonna lose his job. At least this guy has a job to lose. Unlike you, you don't even have fucking money to pay for a fucking sandwich and you're threatening this dude? In my fucking view, is you're the one that's pathetic. Look at you. You're fucking crying because you don't have fucking, what, how much is one of those sandwiches, like $15 now? Yeah, you can't afford $15 sandwich? Well, yeah, you guys fucking do these stupid policies, and with fucking hyperinflation, which you faggots caused, now you guys are suffering. Yeah, you shouldn't get no fucking free EBT card, you fucking loser. You look like an able-bodied person, so why don't you get a job? What the fuck? If I have to get a job, you can too, motherfucker. I'm a wetback, and I have a job, and what can't you? What's your excuse? You're a nigger. Have a job, you stupid bitch. Fucking hey, man. Stop fucking living off other people's fucking dime, you goddamn parasite. Well, apparently I'm the fucking retard. Yes, if you don't think we're going to civil war, oh, you're fucking stupid, man. Yes, these cocksuckers are fucking feeding on you. What are you gonna do, friend? What are you gonna do? I don't know. Well, let's watch what this fucking faggot does, right? Fuck yeah, this cashier has some balls. He told him, I'm Bob the Builder. Now go fuck yourself, you stupid clown. Go fuck yourself, you nigger. Yeah, now the nigger's like, oh, don't kill me, man. Yeah. Fuck you. Stop listening to these stupid, whiny little pieces of shit. I bet they can't do nothing in the end. I bet you're stronger than them. Yeah, if he tries to stand up to you, you fucking smash him. Oh, and remember, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals. Don't listen to me, because I'm fucking retarded, apparently. Well, let's see what these fucking retarded people do, right? Let's continue. Yeah, in my opinion, this guy is a piece of shit, because he just stole the fucking sandwich. How ghetto you are to you can't afford a fucking fast food sandwich, you worthless piece of fucking amphibian shit. Yeah, I think it's safe to say that everybody hates fucking thieves. Yes, in my opinion, thieves are worse than pedophiles. Yes, yeah, look, the only thing that you have to worry about a fucking pedophile is them fucking taking that young booty hole. And these motherfuckers will steal anything that's not fucking bolting down. And if you give them enough time, they'll take that shit too. So, what do you think? Am I fucking retarded or what? Well, let's continue.
Hey, man.
Oh, that is so fucking gay. That guy fucking hits you. I just looked it up and it says here, you may legally hit someone back only if you are acting in self-defense, which means you reasonably believe that you are facing an immediate threat of further harm. Yeah, so that means that you could fucking fight me for fighting at the act. And it says, this is not considered retaliation, but rather a proportional response to preventing ongoing or future physical harm. So yeah, you could fight them just to make them stop. And then it says right here, if the person who hits you steps back, retreats, or otherwise indicates they are no longer a threat, you generally cannot hit them back, as the threat is no longer imminent. In such cases, the proper legal recourse is to call the police. Oh, that's so fucking faggot shit. Yeah, man. Why can't you just challenge people to a fucking duel? Yeah, we should bring back the duel. But let's see what that brings itself, right? In the United States, while there is no specific federal law that explicitly criminalizes the act of challenging someone to a duel, the actual conduct of involvement in dueling, such as weapons, causing injury, or attempting to kill, is illegal under general criminal laws. Oh yeah, it's like you could challenge people to duel, but if you actually, you know, want to beat the living shit out of them, or actually, you know, do the coup de grace, that is where they have the fucking problem with. But yeah, maybe if we do start challenging people to duels, people start acting right. Yeah, right now people act like they're Billy Bella badass. But yeah, once you start challenging them, you're gonna see their big fucking nuts just fucking suddenly shrivel up. Yeah, cause most people are just nothing but fucking weak ass cuckolds. Yeah, they'd rather watch their wife fucking get fucked by niggers and swallow the cum than actually act fucking like men and fucking make shit work. But yeah, it is what it is. Yes, here's a clip with Free Ren. She's the one that tells you why you shouldn't feel sorry for these stupid losers. Okay, so let's watch. You see that, friends? They started pulling on Himble's fucking heartstrings. So, what happens when that happens? Well, let's watch. Yes, friends, don't feel sorry for losers. Yeah, because she could be pretty, beautiful, young, hot, looks like this, but then later she could turn into a big, hard, fucking, horrible bitch. Yeah, look at this fucking wilder beast, from hot to not. But yes, don't fall for these losers, they come in many shapes and forms, just saying. You see, even Free Ren tells this dumbass to regret not killing it now. Yes, you don't feel sorry for these fucking losers, because if you do, then later you're gonna regret it. Yes, too bad women are not this kind of reasonable in real life. Yeah, some anime waifu chick has to be saying this kind of stuff. Yep, that's why 2D chicks are better than the 3D organic bitches. Just saying, that's a story for another day anyways. Yes, friends, even though this is an animated show, stuff like this does happen. This is what happens when you show compassion to these stupid lower life forms. They start fucking with you, and it'll cost you life. Yeah, look at the country right now. You're letting this influx of stupid losers coming in, and it's fucking up the country. And then we're giving free cash and prizes to stupid losers. Yeah, stop doing that. Yes, it's never too late to do the right thing. Just saying. Yes, you really should have, but that's what happens when you're stupid and you have a weak heart. Yes, friends, don't be like these people. If you see someone that's doing something fucked up, either get rid of it or run, run for your life. It's just friendly advice, but you do you, boo. Oh, this bitch is holding this kid hostage? Doesn't that sound like the public school system holding all your kids hostages and making them think that they're women or whatever, the opposite sex, and turn them into trannies? So, yeah, enjoy. You see, it's never too late to do the right thing, but it would have been better if you would have done it earlier. Yes, friends, don't let these stupid dumbasses fuck with you, and once you know what the problem is, you better do something about it, if not it's gonna get worse, okay? Just saying. Yes, just like a real woman using their words to get her way. Yes, every time a woman opens her mouth, she's gonna twist words around just to get her way, just like a magic spell. Yes, friends, that's why you gotta be careful. All these people are using word magic to get their way. And yeah, like the nigger with the sandwich, he was being all crazy and stupid just to get a free sandwich and punch that dude out. Yeah, the guy shouldn't have confronted him. If he was gonna do that, he should have fucking knocked him out. But now, it's a cop matter. And you think the cops are gonna do something? Probably not, because that guy was a nigger. Yeah, just like Free Ren says, don't let these demons do whatever the fuck they want, because they will kill you in the end. Just case in point, right? Case in point. Yes, friends, you're gonna start seeing more of people doing some crazy shit, especially stupid minorities. Yeah, aka the niggers. Yeah, there's gonna be Webpacks doing that shit. But don't worry, you have my permission to take care of them. Yes, I'm not gonna protect my trash. And if you're a black person, don't protect your trash either. Yeah, whoever you are, if you have a brain and you are a quote-unquote a minority, be smart enough and get rid of these stupid people, because in the long run, they're gonna get rid of you. So yes, friends, don't let these morons do that. Alright? Come back, my king. Let's make the world better. Yes. But if not, then we're gonna get fucked. So, what are you gonna do, friends? I know I got my plans, so let's find out, right? Well, goodbye.
Fuck you. Fuck you too. Fuck you very much. Don't fly with us again. Your baby is an asshole. I spat in your coffee. You smell like a ball sack.